If the President of the United States, Donald Trump, traveled to Vietnam, weren't we able to visit our family? So asked on the social media an apparent Cuban immigrant as Miguel Santana, opposed to the reduction of commercial and charter flights to Cuba. Cuban families on either side of the Gulf of Mexico and Florida are uneasy about the drastic prohibition issued by the Trump administration. The White House, under the grip of the most decisive advice of Cuba extremists located in the northern nation, ordered the end of commercial and charter flights to Cuban airports, with the exception of Jose Marti Airport in Havana. The ultimatum against charter flights recently became effective, with the subsequent concentration of flights to Havana, since Cubans resided in the United States insist on traveling to their homeland to see their relatives. These new regulations require more time and increase the cost of traveling to the rest of regions in the country, despite the efforts of Havana airport staff and employees on national bus lines and taxi drivers. Cuban families on both sides of the sea juggle to overcome the impediments of the Trump administration. A possible solution is provided by the Caribbean company Bahamas Air, whose aircraft will arrive this month at the airports of Holguín and Villa Clara in the east and center of Cuba, with a stop in Nassau, the capital of the Bahamas. Users on social networks appreciate this initiative, although they wonder about the possible price and express concern regarding eventual pressure from Trump's advisors that insist on the intensification of Cuban blockade. Other companies are evaluating future alternatives for continuation of flights to the interior of the Caribbean nation through third countries. Many people bitterly noticed that the Republican magnate maintained authorization of charter flights to Havana, but he placed a year's limit on it. In this atmosphere of instability, the internet users ask, where is freedom? Apparently, Trump and his tenacious advisors in favor of hate believe in freedom, but not for U.S. citizens and Cuban Americans who want to travel to Havana and the diverse provinces of the Caribbean island.